Hello and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tongakar. This week, we'll talk about obesity. Later on in the show, we'll hear about one school's effort to get kids moving.
We work a lot on stretching, and we talk to them about pacing, endurance. We do some speed running when we do the relays and stuff.
But first, obesity has increased dramatically in the U.S. over the past several decades. In Missouri, almost two-thirds of adults and more than a quarter of children and teens are either overweight or obese. Washington University researcher Deborah Hare Joshu works to prevent obesity, especially in young children. She spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra.
Why does it matter if we're overweight?
Well, if you're overweight and or obese, you're going to have much greater risk for developing chronic diseases and developing them earlier. Chronic diseases around hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and in particular type 2 diabetes, which is becoming epidemic in this country. That's the next big epidemic on its way. It's not here already. You know, 20, 30 years ago, we never saw type 2 diabetes in children, and now it's a regular occurrence. And that is almost specifically related to a risk factor of weight.
And for children, how much of a role do their parents' genetics and or behavior play in their risk of becoming overweight or obese?
Well, we know that it's a multi-component problem. And so the genetics play a role. Environment plays a role and behavior plays a role. Genetics, we can't really do anything about the genetic piece, and that's going to vary a little bit per person. But we can do things about behavior and we can take action about the environment.
So I understand what you mean by behavior. Am I eating fruits and vegetables? Am I exercising? But what do you mean by environment?
So when we talk about environment, we talk about all of the things that affect access and availability to being able to be healthy, to making a healthy choice a fairly simple choice. And as a country, we've been very, very successful in really taking that away. And by that, what I mean is you don't really see very many sidewalks anymore, but by golly, we got great cars. So we're sedentary. We don't get up and move anymore like we used to. We don't meet national guidelines for getting up and moving. In terms of food, our portion sizes have increased over time. We've been very successful in growing foods, and we're marketers. We have to sell foods. And so business has processed foods. They've increased portion sizes and done it so that it's fairly cheap. And so you put a lot of food in front of somebody, and we know from studies, the more food's there, the more you eat even when you're not hungry. So the question becomes, how do we adjust that environment or balance that environment so that we make it easier for us to make the right choices to be active and to eat right?
And how do we do that?
Well, I work primarily with young children because I do prevention. And I think if you're going to prevent, you want to not be changing bad habits. You want to start the good habits. And mom and dad control the food environment. So a lot of the work that we do is we work with various organizations to really do stealth interventions, I call them. We take the science that we know works and integrate it within the practice patterns of these different organizations. So, for example, we work a lot with the Parents It's Teachers National Organization, wonderful home visiting organization that works in the homes of young parents around child development. And we work with them to integrate helpful information around how you feed a child, when you feed a child, appropriate portion sizes for a child, parental modeling of good behavior. So that changes mom and dad's behavior too. Talk about activity and start integrating that at a time when most parents will do things for their kids that they won't do for themselves. We also strongly believe that you really start prenatally.
What does the science show about that, the influence of a mother's diet on a child's or a fetus, really, their future likelihood of becoming overweight or obese?
Well, we're doing a study now here at Washington University, and we're going to see what the impact of appropriate weight gain is on mom, birth outcomes, and on baby. There's some science that suggests that the babies are certainly larger at birth. They have poorer outcomes. And there's some science to suggest that neurodevelopmentally, they're delayed over time related to mother's increased weight and obesity. So we'll be able to test that out and see whether or not that's true.
Like many areas across the nation, Missouri's Randolph County has an obesity problem. A recent county study put the rate at around 35%. Health advocates say a key to addressing this problem is starting with youth. KBIA's Maureen Lewis Stump caught up with an elementary school principal doing just that.
The students at Gratz Brown Elementary School in Moberly love it when the last bell rings, signaling the end of the day on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This is not because school is over, but because running club is about to begin. Della Bell, the principal of Gratz Brown, started the club 2 years ago. She came up with the program with the help of other faculty and staff members to teach students how to run and how to have fun doing it.
We work a lot on stretching, and we talk to them about pacing, endurance. We do some speed running when we do the relays and stuff. Try to be good role models. We have several of us that run here in the building, and we try to run with the kids.
In June, the Randolph County Health Department released a study reporting that around 35% of the county's residents are obese. This is compared to 37.5% nationally and puts Randolph County 10th or 11th highest in the state of Missouri.
I think starting in the school's an ideal place to start.
Leona Greer is the nutrition and breastfeeding coordinator at the Randolph County Health Department. She says changing this statistic is hard, but can be done by starting to teach healthy lifestyles at an early age.
That's one point of access where we can make an impact and where we can reach a lot of youth.
Even though the running takes a lot out of the students, they really enjoy the club, with some coming back each year to participate. Some of the activities the kids participate in during each meeting of the club include stretching, running long distances, and running relay races against one another. Gratz Brown student Angelina Taylor says that her favorite part of running club is the 5K.
We did it last year at the end of the year. We ran all the way to Nellie's and back, and we got paint squirted at us.
Even parents are excited about this healthy shift in the elementary school. Ivy Taylor is Angelina's mom and believes that Gratz Brown's running club is helping her children make better lifestyle decisions.
Well, just at the dinner table, I think they're more conscientious of the kind of foods that they eat. They know the difference between a healthy snack and an unhealthy snack. They like to just generally exercise and work their muscles and their endurance.
Although this is only the second year for the running club, Bell has around half the school participating in it and hopes to have many more in the coming years. Maureen Lewis Stump, KBIA News.
And that'll do it for this week's Under the Microscope. I'm Raymond Hungakar. Thanks for listening.